Oh, it just, it goes, yeah, the screen goes after.
Malka Mati Shabbos, right before Slichas.
Cheat his way out of our, you know, when everyone in the world knows that we're guilty, right? But the judge can't prove it, so he cheats. You know, the lawyer tries to trick the judge. We're stuck. We can't do that. We can't do that. God knows the truth. Inside Barat Hashaloyach, everyone in the world, even seemingly the tzaddik, everyone does that. It's your normal, it's your regular. If you have to hurry, you do it. If you make a mistake, if you make a mistake in front of the king, there's no second chance. The king said, no, you disobey the king. There's no court case. There's no case at all. So, you know, everybody knows. I mean, if a criminal shows up, he says, look, the people tell him beforehand, look, you have two choices. You can plead guilty or plead innocent. If you plead innocent, maybe you'll, some rattled down the lawyer, maybe, you know, you might walk scot-free. If not, if you get caught, you're busted. If you plead guilty, you might say, okay, you're punished, you know, a little less, you know, much lesser punishment. So we plead guilty to the Baruch Shalom, straight up. We walk into the court with our arms up. From the very beginning, we don't even ask.
What is your plea? Okay.
You know, we just walk in right away. We say, listen, we're kedalim. We're Kerrigan, we're nothing, we're like empty, we're nothing, there's no, we're guilty. But that's the beauty of the judge, we have a totally different kind of relationship. Because even if you plead guilty right now, it's not just a pshat. If you plead guilty, so then the Rebbeinu Shel will say, okay, fine, you know what, so I'll slap you on the wrist, you know, only 1 year in jail. No! Because of the nace, because of the miracle of tshuva, so we can plead guilty and still walk away. And still walk away with no onesh. The first thing we have to do is admit the truth. So we said, look, you know, the mice were reading the truth, but it's a far shot. Hashem promises us that we could be successful if we put it all together. So we say, listen, Rabbi Hashem, we need your help. Do it for you. If we're guilty, do it for your sake. The Rahman is on the Bria, the simple, mortal creature of man is created. It's we're only alive because we have your Chelek and Atami Mouth. You put the Neshama into us. It's you. The Man Chad, who's for you? Our Neshama belongs to you. It's not ours. It's your Neshama. So, Save, Ki'ilu, your chelek within us, the God that is within each of us, the Tzelem Elokim within each of us, it's you, Hashem. And we're just trying to, Shabbat al Chavod, we're just trying to be Mechabed. Have Rachmanas and mercy on us. Havai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shira Rachmanas.
Thank you.
You can come from tonight if you like. See it on your sheet in front of you. If there are not enough sheets, then some people make more. Should be enough. I'd like people to have a copy. So if you don't have a copy, please just bring it to one of the rabbis and they'll make a double-sided copy for you, please. On one of the pages, on the bottom left side, there are really two paragraphs here. We'll start with the second. The second is a paragraph which has always touches my heart. We say, whenever we say sleep, not always today, anytime during the year, say toward the end of sleep, when we tell our Baruch Shalom, Amcha v'nachlascha. This translation is there. We plead with the Rebbe Shalom, save your nation, your inheritance. Re'eve tovcha, it's so eloquent, so beautiful. The words here are so beautiful. Re'eve tovcha, re'eve means the starving. Tovcha, for your goodness. Smei chastecha, smei means the thirsty. Chastecha, for your kindness. Te'eve ish'echa. Te'eve means, it's almost like, take off of the word taiva. It's a tremendous instinctual desire. A desire, ish'echa, for your salvation, for your savingness. We say that always at the end of Slicha somewhat. It's like towards the end, when we're pleading with the Rebbe Hashem to answer all of our sad tefillah. That should be matzah. Upper paragraph is, doesn't appear in order, and it doesn't appear in exactly these as a tight paragraph in the slichos, but it's the phrases are found over the course of the tefillah of the zachar rachamech at the end of slichos. It reads drosh na darshecha. I'm sorry if it's not so clear. Right, drosh from the words. From the word Yeshu Hashem Yimato. Yeshu, right? From the word Bidoresh, to look, to search for, to seek, to try to seek out. The Rosh Nadar Shecha. Please seek Rabban Shalom, right? It's written here. Please seek those who seek you. In other words, we're telling Rabban Shalom, look, here we are. We're knocking on your door. We're looking for you, Rabban Shalom. Right? Those who are looking for you, please find them. Now, we don't know if we'll find you, right? We're looking for you. Right? Of course, the Rebbe makes himself found, but right? Please, the way we're coming to you, please come to us. Tzadik, again, very, very poetic terminology. Tzadik tzoakecha. Make righteous, make justify those who call out to you. Al ta'aleim alecha. Do not close your ear. Rebbe Shalom to our tefillah. Tareim nisecha. Show Am Yisrael your miracle. So, please don't sing the first time, but please sing. Please do sing the second, the third time when you learn. Okay.
Yeah.
We say like we're nevach, we're empty, we're down. Down means we're poor. We're poor. And the Meshach said beautifully that part of what's happening tonight is we come and knock on the door. You can only imagine. The knock on your door and open the door, and who do you see in front of you? You see this fellow, his clothes are threadbare. He's shivering. He's pale. It looks like he hasn't eaten in days. He looks freezing. And the guy is just standing there with rags on his feet. And he hasn't said one word. He hasn't said one word. Maybe he stinks, he can smell him. No, they haven't taken a bath, a shower in weeks. And there you are. He's looking at you. And you're looking at him. And does he have to open his mouth? Does he have to open his mouth? Does he have to say, maybe I have a kind of thing to eat? Maybe I could have warmed myself by a fire? You know exactly what he needs. You can tell him 10 things about him. You know he's starving, you know he's cold, you know he's sad, you know he's terrified, you know he's uncomfortable, you know he's worried. And but the fact that he looks that way, not that it's a good thing, but it's almost, in a certain sense, it works to his advantage. See, how are you going to explain? You know how many maybe he has? How's he going to explain all this? Right? But it's so obvious. It's so obvious because he looks so wretched and terrible. And that one on the other side, the one who has the benevolence and the ability. So, it's just quick and coming because he knows exactly what the problem is. In a certain sense, we knock on the Rebbe Shalom's door. Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Yeah? And the Rebbe Shalom, we stand, we take a down the Chorash and the fact of the Lasecha, it's like we stink. We stink. And I was telling this also, this boy, he called me, I said, look. I mean, in a certain sense, it works by our advantage. Like it is, it's true. We're like that, we're like poor people. The Rebbe Shalom opens the door and he looks at me, he looks, oh, God, you stink. I haven't taken a shower since last in Kippur. Yeah? Terrible, reek, you look terrible, you smell terrible. And we're embarrassed. Like, what are we going to say? Listen, can we have a clean bed and you know, some clean clothes and a hot shower and something to eat and some medicine and some money in our pockets for the next, you know, our next journey. And like embarrassing. We're so far away. We feel so far, so inadequate. I don't know how you feel. Always like, you know, tonight, not even yet, I'm still holding out, you know. I'm telling you, the chaz is going to start, and I'm going to like, it's like uncomfortable. Start saying, wait a second, it sounds familiar, Hashem, Hashem, Kerach. Wait a second, I said this recently, oh yeah, Lasse of Kippur, yeah, Lasse of Kippur. And you feel like so far away from that hailed the holy place that we were Lasse of Kippur. But in a certain sense, we know that since we know which door to knock on, Baruch Hashem, we know which door to knock on. So we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam hears us, and that's the pshat in the pasuk. I don't know if Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to go from the start. I think he went. I don't remember. That's the pshat in the pesukim that sometimes, you know, Rabbi Lubavitch Shlita had a different pshat, and he said on Rosh Hashanah a few years ago. But that's the pshat in the pesukim. V'ani tefilati. And the prophet, the Dalai Lama, says, I am the tefila. V'ani tefilati. I am the tefila. What do you mean I'm the tefila? How am I the tefila? The pshat is, look at me. Just look at me. I can't even say what I need to. I don't even know what to say. But look at me. Anyone could see inside of me that they're very I am the tefila. Look at me. I'm so broken. I'm so far away. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going. Right? I need to see. That's the pshat. Kedalam Chorvash and Dafak Vidurazach, the first paragraph tonight. That's the pshat, the pasuk that we say and we think with Hashem. But think, Tfila Ma'ani Kiyata. What do you mean, Tfila Ma'ani? Tfila Ma'ani? What? What's the Dafka Da'ani? The pshat is that people have only, it means, you know, only in Das, only in Nuchnis, and maybe also in Gashmin, but Tzila only, Tzila only Kiyato, that, Yifnei Hashem, Yishpoch Sicho, note those words, man, I translate in front of you, Yishpoch Sicho, if you were at my, Monday night, you were learning with us, Yishpoch Sicho means he just talks to the Baruch Shalom, like that awesome movie, awesome scene that the Baruch Shalom was made. They also last week on the deal, he says, watch this scene. No, forgive me, right? But what's her name? Mrs. Whatever her name is, Mrs. Whoever. Baladan. Yeah? So there she is talking. You see the scene over there, she's talking. I'm like, yeah, well, so what's so great? Right? And then the camera shifts, and she's not talking to anyone. Right? Who's she talking to? She's talking to her husband. It sounds so much like she was talking to her husband. It sounds so much. She's talking like I would talk to you, right? No, you are just so kind to me. It really helps me. Whatever she's saying, I don't know what she's saying. But that's the point. Yishpoch Sicho. Yishpoch is a terminology of like, just let it pour out. Sicho is not a Russian. I mean, Chazal says it's a Russian of Tefillah, but it's a Sicha. Sicha means a discussion. Sicha doesn't mean like a, you know, eloquent prayer, you know, you're imploring. It's not, no. Sicha is like talking, schmoozing. Right? So that's the pshat. So I'm like, well, that's the pshat. We just pour out our emotions. Right? We say, look, we're needy. That's all we are. We're needy. So that's really the imagery of tonight. Again, in that opening mamish, the opening paragraph, the opening tefillah, right, that we say that's going to carry us through, really through all of slicha.
Yeah. Thank you.